Once again, the church gives us a discourse on forgiveness, the theological elements of forgiveness. So it starts with, we have sinned, and here in the book of Daniel, right? And been wicked and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We, our fathers, their fathers, we have not obeyed your servants, the prophets. Do you see how true that is? Here we are in the year 2009 in a mess. Suppose all the Catholics in this country had been living a deep, powerful, prayerful, fervent life. Therefore, they were out helping in the slums. They were in government, bearing witness. Would we be in the mess we're in? No. So, we have to say, this is largely our fault. And we have to say it. We've been happy making money, going to the ball games, watching the television, whatever. All of which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But where was the preoccupation with the things that preoccupy Jesus? It wasn't there. And so, finally, the culture, wandering around, totally non-transcendent, you know, ignorant, beyond belief. You know, we're God. We can make life now in a test tube, so we're God. And we compromised. I compromised. You compromised. I sinned. You sinned. And then we turn around and judge each other. Now that's pretty stupid. And so you see, this, what our Lord is telling us today and the way these texts are put together, this lovely line, justice is on your side, O Lord. I've talked about that before, haven't I? Tzedakah lecha Adonai. Tzedek. You have honored the truth of the relationship with us. You chose us out of pure mercy. You made us your people. And you've honored that relationship totally. If there's anything wrong in our relationship, it's our fault, not yours. Tzedakah lecha Adonai. You have done everything well, beautifully, holy, compassionate. And we haven't. And that's the mess we're in. And we pull this whole thing down around our own ears, and we have to learn how to repent. Okay? Isn't that clear? We are shamefaced like our kings, our princes, our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord our God. How many encyclicals? How many words? How many prophets? How many prophets walked on our soil? Mother Teresa, John Paul II, calling us to righteousness as a group, as a church, as a Catholic church, and as individuals, you and I. So we look at the mess and say, you know, have mercy. This time we'll answer you. This time we'll take your mercy and we'll make it the foundation of our life. That's the vision. And then he says, Jesus, now, be merciful. Just as your Father is merciful. Do you realize if we had been given what we deserve, we wouldn't exist. And then here we are, judging and condemning What's wrong with us? You'd think we'd be knocking ourselves out to forgive, to forget, to stop judging, to stop criticizing, all that interior judgmentalness that goes on the whole darn day long. You'd think we'd be knocking ourselves out to get rid of it. If we're addicted to it, go to AA and get rid of it, you know, something. If we understood the mercy of God, it's not too late. This is what Lent is for, isn't it? So, forgive us. Lord said, no problem. Just forgive each other, and I'll forgive you. There's no problem. But you see, the people who forgive and don't judge have a broken heart. They know who they are. And they know they live by the mercy of God. And they know that if they will forgive, God will forgive. And deeper than that, having been touched by forgiveness, having come to know the Father, they know what it means to forgive. This is a beautiful, as you see once again, how the church is teaching us, oh, all about forgiveness. Great. I'm glad you want to forgive. Now look and see how much forgiveness you need. That should soften your heart to see the Father Himself forgiving you. Willingly have His Son pour out His blood for us. That ought to do something. You know, at least it ought to be humiliating that we go on with these stupid judgments, these resentments, these grudges, and then turn around and say, oh God, forgive me. He said, I forgave you. Now turn around, do the same. Isn't that beautiful? Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. And so how does this gospel text end? So you better shape up or I'll swat you? No. Give. And gifts will be given to you. Good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. We'll have a lot to forgive in the months to come. So let's practice. First, by asking pardon from God.